إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. We continue reading from the chapter 25 from Kitab al-Tawheed to Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, from the explanation of our beloved Shaykh al-Doctor al-Allama Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahullah, from his book al-Mulakhas fi sharhi Kitab al-Tawheed. Qala Shaykh al-Islam الإمام المجدد محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله وللنسائي من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه من عقد عقدة ثم نفث فيها فقد سحر ومن سحر فقد أشرك ومن تعلق شيئا وكل إليه من عقد عقدة ثم نفث فيها فقد سحر ومن سحر فقد أشرك ومن تعلق شيئا وكل إليه. نعم. لأن الشيخ الإمام in this hadith, in this chapter, في بيان شيء من أنواع السحر, clarifying some points about the different types of magic. And this is the fourth narration or the proof that Shaykh al-Islam brought in this chapter. And with al-Nasa'i is a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Whoever ties a knot, K-N-O-T, then blows into, he has performed magic. And whoever performs magic, he has committed shirk. And whoever depends upon something, he is entrusted to it. He is entrusted to it. Shaykh Fawzan hafidhahullah ta'ala, first of all, he explains some of the wordings of the hadith. قَالْ مَنْ عَقَدَ عُقْدَةً, whoever ties a knot, أي قال على شكل ما يفعله السحر من عقد الخيوط ونحوها. In the way that the magicians, they do, they tie knots and the knots by taking threads and the like, and they tie them in a certain way. ونفث فيها, النفث هو النفخ مع عريق وهو دون التفل. He says النفث here is blowing into something but with a little bit of saliva, but it doesn't get to the level of spitting. Okay? فَقَدْ سَحَرْ, whoever does this has committed magic, has performed magic, أي فَعَلَ السَّحْرَ الْمُحَرَّمْ, he has fallen into that which is forbidden, عَلَيْهِ بِاللَّهِ. وَمَنْ سَحَرَ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ, the hadith says, and whoever performs magic has committed shirk. The Shaykh says, لِأَنَّ السِّحْرَ لَا يَتَأَتَّى بِدُونِ الشِّرْكِ لِأَنَّهُ اسْتِعَانَةٌ بِالشَّيَاطِينِ. He says, because magic cannot be achieved without that person falling into shirk. Why? Because the magicians, they seek help with the shayateen. وَمَنْ تَعَلَّقَ شَيْئًا وُكِلَ إِلَيْهِ, أي من تعلق قلبه بشيءٍ واعتمد عليه وكله الله إلى ذلك الشيء وخذله. And as for the statement, and whoever depends upon something, he is entrusted to it. The Shaykh said, meaning whoever's heart is attached to something, and depend on these things instead of depending upon Allah, and instead of putting their trust and trusting Allah, they depend on that thing. Allah will leave that person for that thing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abandoned that person. No help and no assistance from Allah, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leave that person for that. No.
You said in chapter 25 and chapter 24.
No, it's 25. I don't know what you have there. Sometimes
some the books are different.
Sometimes the formats are not the same. Bring me that. Let me see it. Maybe you just have to go to the next chapter or see.
I'm on the right spot, man.
Are you on the right spot?
Yeah. Chapter 24. See.
Hold on. No, that's not the one. Hold on. This says Abu Huraira.
That's the hadith you just read.
This one here.
Yeah, about the knot blowing in the knots.
That's the hadith. Naam, Jazakallah khair. But here he says chapter 24?
Yeah, see.
Okay, mashallah. As long as you have the same chapter, the numbers yes. are. The mistake is human. طيب. معنى الحديث. Who has the book? What you got, Abdul? 25. Who else has a book?
This one's a 24, but I still follow.
So that one's a 24 too?
Yeah.
It's just different books.
Yeah.
Printed. I don't know what happened.
This one is the translation of Sheikh Hosan, but that's the translation of Imam Sa'di's explanation.
That's why, maybe. Allahu Akbar. Yeah. As long as you are following with narrations, alhamdulillah, that's easy. معنى الحديث إجمالا معنى الحديث إجمالا Then now we'll read to you the general meaning of the hadith as we're still reading from المُلَخَّص في شرح كتاب التوحيد للشيخ الفوزان قال الشيخ حفظه الله يبين صلى الله عليه وسلم نوعا من أنواع السحر وحكمه محذرا أمته من تعاطيه. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is highlighting one of the types of sorcery and magic, and the ruling of it, and the ruling of it as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing this to warn his ummah from performing such thing. فيقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من أنواع السحر أن يعقد العقد في الخيوط ونحوها وينفخ في تلك العقد نفخا مصحوبا بالريق. So that's one of the types of magic of sihr is that a person tie knots in threads and the like, ropes and the like, and blows into it. But this blowing is accompanied by light spitting. It's not dry. Spittles. But it's with blowing. It's not like just spitting like you usually know. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ السَّحَرَةَ إِذَا أَرَادُوا عَمَلَ السِّحْرَ عَقَدُوا الْخُيُوطِ وَنَفَثُوا عَلَى كُلِّ عُقْدَةٍ حَتَّى يَنْعَقِدَ مَا يُرِيدُونَ مِنَ السِّحْرِ. He said that because the magicians and the sorcerers, when they want to perform magic, they tie knots. They bring threads and the like, and they tie knots. And they spit on them until that magic, wal'iyadu billah, that they want to do is complete. And is tied to those ropes, to those threads and the like. فتتكيف نفسه الخبيث بالشر ويستعين بالشياطين. The magician, his filthy soul, is adapted to evil, The magician seek help from the shayateen. Shayateen that we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to treat them as the enemies, to stay away from them, not to listen to them, not to obey them, not to take them as helpers. Now the shayateen, that's who they deal with. The sahara, the magicians, that's who they deal with. They deal with the shayateen, wal'iyadu billah. وينفخ في تلك العقد فيخرج من نفسه الخبيثة نفس مقترن بالريق الممازل للشر. So they blow into those nuts, so his evil soul comes from it. When he breathes and blow, comes something that is evil, that is mixed with that reek, that spittles. وَيَسْتَعِينُ بِالشَّيَاطِينَ فَيُصِيبَ الْمَسْحُورِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ الْكَوْنِ الْقَدَرِ. And the magician seek help with the shayateen, with the devils. And therefore, the person that the sihr is made against or is afflicted by Allah's will, the destinative will and qadr, the destinative decree, because if Allah wills something, it will happen. By Allah's will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, some people be afflicted by sihr, by magic. مناسبة الحديث للباب. The general, or actually the relevance of this hadith to this chapter. يقول الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله أن فيه بيان نوع من أنواع السحر وهو سحر العقد المسمى بالعزيمة. شيخ فوزان حفظه تعالى, he says that the Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab rahimahullah ta'ala brought this narration as a proof from the proofs in this chapter, because it contains one of the types of sorcery and magic, which is the magic performed by tying knots, and is called al-azima. Ulama, they call it this type, because there is different types of sihr. The ulama, they know these types of sihr. When somebody come to them and they want to do ruqya, they know that this person been, some type of magic was performed on this person. Okay? As the sahara, they use different types. May Allah protect us and the Muslims from the mameen, from the evil. ما يستفاد من الحديث, some of the benefits of this hadith. أولا بيان نوع من أنواع السحر وهو ما كان بواسطة العقد والنفث. This hadith highlights one of the types of magic, sorcery and magic, and that is the sihr that is achieved by the way of blowing with spittles, that is accompanied by spittles. Or the spittles, when you blow, is mixed a little bit with the saliva, but it's not like spitting. ثانيا أن السحر شرك. The second benefit, magic is shirk. لماذا يقول الشيخ لأنه استعانة بالشياطين. It is shirk because the magicians, they seek help with the devils of the shayateen, wal'iyadu billah. ثالثا أن من اعتمد على غير الله خذله الله وأذله. أن من اعتمد على غير الله خذله الله وأذله. That whoever depend on anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if someone depend on other than Allah, Allah abandoned that person. and humiliate that person. So we depend on upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the same time, we take the means. This doesn't mean that a person depends on Allah and just sit and don't do anything. Now, we follow the means that are legislated, the permissible means. But you don't depend on those means. You depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't say, okay, I got a nice file. That's it, I got the job, I'm getting it. I'm getting that business. I'm the best in here. Ain't nobody presented like my case is strong. No, you don't depend on that. You depend on Allah. You gotta act. You gotta do something. Follow the means, but you depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know that whatever Allah wills happen. This is why the Tawheed, the implementation of Tawheed and the sound Aqeedah. You apply for a job, for instance, and you know what they wanted, and you have all the qualifications, alhamdulillah, or most of them. And then if they say, yes, you got the job, you're hired, you thank Allah. And if somebody said to you, if you're married, your wife said, you got the job, say, alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the job. But you don't go say, I got it, because you know why I got it. I got all this and my scale. They saw me, how I was walking, how I was moving. They're like, that's it. You're the one. And he forget to thank Allah. Now you thank Allah for that. The same way. You go there and you do good in an interview. They give you a couple of tests. Everything. Nice, smooth. But then they say, hey, you're good, but you're not the one we're looking for. Don't fight and like this. Say, alhamdulillah, Allah don't want it for you. Amen. قال الشيخ محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ألا هل أنبئكم ما العضه هي النميمة القالة بين الناس رواه مسلم. Did the Shaykh mention another hadith, the hadith before the last one, the proof before the last one? And from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not inform you about Al-Adhu? Al-Adhu. It is slander. Gossiping among the people. Recorded by Imam Muslim in his Sahih. Ala, adatu tanbih. In Arabic, ala, when you see this, ala, is adatu tanbih. Prepositions of that it is used in the Arabic language to draw your attention. In English, they usually translate it, shall I not? Usually when you say to somebody, shall I not? It's not like you're asking him a question, but you want their attention to you. You want their attention. Al-Ad here, Al-Ad, Al-Ad to, Al-Ad. The Shaykh says, بمعنى كذب وسحر ونم والمراد به هنا السحر. What is it means, this word term al-adh, it means to lie and to perform sorcery and gossip. And what is intended here is sorcery, sihr. Al-namima hiya naqlu al-hadithi ala wajhi al-ifsad. Namima, which is from the major sense, is to inform certain people about what others says to bring corruption and to bring evil. Guess what he said? Wait until you see what he said. This to bring turmoil and chaos and problems between the people, riyadu billah. والقالة كثرة القول وإيقاع الخصومة بين الناس بما يحكى للبعض عن البعض. أن قال is when a person talks a lot to bring disputes and problems between the people. He's talking to this person and he goes to the other person and say, oh, I was you see me talking to him? He was talking about you, man. Oh, if you only were there and said and hear what he said about you, I feel bad for you, for real. What are you going to do about it? Then he goes to the other one and said this and this. This is terrible, Allah. Allah protect us. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث, the general meaning of this hadith, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, أراد صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يحذر أمته عن السعاية بين الناس بنقل حديث بعضهم في بعض على وجه الإفساد. So in this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is warning his ummah from doing this thing that he mentioned, the hadith, which you find certain people carrying the conversations and the statements of some to others to bring problems and corruption. And this is something that we should avoid, stay away from. We don't do it and we don't listen to those who are afflicted with it. If somebody comes to you and say, oh, I was talking to this person, guess what he said about you? He says, listen, man, this is namima. And it's different if a person is trying to give advice, that's different. But it has the people, they have to follow the etiquette of giving advice. قال فافتتح حديثه بصيغة الاستفهام ليكون أوقع في النفوس وأدعى للانتباه. فسألهم ما العضه أي ما السحر. And the Prophet ﷺ began in this hadith in the form of a question. He says, why? Because when you ask a question, people pay attention. They pay attention. It's like, that's why people, if you want to ask someone, like you're in downtown and you don't know, you may be just one block away, but you don't know. So what you see somebody walking, what do you do? What do you do? You ask them a question. Yeah, you say, first of all, may I ask you a question? Before even you ask him the question, you start with another question, right? May I ask you a question? Then they say, oh yeah. They walk in, they doing something, say, oh yeah, yeah, go ahead. So now you get their attention. See? And then you say, hey, where is the post office? But if you just stand next to someone, whatever he's doing, and you start saying, the post office got to be somewhere here. Yeah, it's maybe this plug. You think he's going to talk to you? Yeah, you don't get their attention. But you ask a question. You ask a question. So that's what the Prophet ﷺ began this hadith. And he asked them about sihr. What is sihr? ثم أجاب عن هذا السؤال. And then the Prophet ﷺ answered this question. That sihr, from the types of sihr, is to transmit, هو نقل الحديث بين الناس على وجه الإفساد وكثرة القول وإيقاع الخصومة بينهم لأن ذلك يفعل ما يفعله السحر من الفساد وتفريق القلوب. سبحان الله. So that when a person carries tales and conversation of this person to the other, these people to the other, and he does that a lot in a way to cause problems and turmoil and chaos and division amongst the people, this person is doing the same work of sihr, magic. Because magic and the magicians, they bring corruption. And they separate the hearts. Likewise, this person, مناسبة الحديث للباب أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بيّن فيه أن النميمة نوع من أنواع السحر. سبحان الله. Then the Shaykh, the relevance of this hadith to this chapter, he says that in this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made it clear that namima is one of the types of magic. So let us treat it as this, as such. When somebody come to you, I'm going to tell you something about him and this, and that. Say, أخي, تقي الله في لسانك, fear Allah. Fear Allah. Because you know when somebody is coming, just want to tell you about people, and especially to make you mad at those people. It's a big difference when someone wants to seek advice. Aynam. Because the one who wants to cause problems, you feel it in the way they're talking about the other. So they talk bad about the person and they make it seem like they're with you. Okay? They're like, when you're wrong, what are you gonna do about it? They want you to sit fight. When you fight the brother, now that they're happy. And when a brothers, two brothers fight, and two here fight, you got a community now? Now you got no brotherhood. وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ مَا يُسْتَفَادُ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ أَوَّلًا أَنَّ النَّمِيمَ نَوْعٌ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ السِّحْرِ لِأَنَّهَا تَفْعَلُ مَا يَفْعَلُهُ السِّحْرُ مِنَ التَّفْرِيقِ بَيْنَ الْقُلُوبِ وَالْإِفْسَادِ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ لا أن النمام يأخذ حكم الساحر من حيث الكفر وغيره. It's very important point. Pay attention to it. نميمة carrying tales to bring corruption between the people is one of the types of sorcery, one of the types of magic. But you gotta understand, he says, because why he says it is a type of magic, because it does the same thing that magic do in splitting the hearts and bringing corruption between the people, not to understand that the namam, the one who carried tales, that he takes the hukum of magician, no. Okay? And therefore he's a kafir and the like, la. It is understood. The Shaykh, he says, namima, tale carrying and gossip and bringing the statements from this person to the other person, this group to the other group, this family to the other family, in a way to cause problems between them so that they can fight and split and divide. This is a type of sorcery. Okay? This is a type of sorcery. Why? Because it does the same thing as a sorcery does. The magician, he just split between a husband and his wife. He split between a father and his mother and father. A son and his father and mother. He split between two partners. Between the members of a community, members of a family. Okay? Likewise, the namam, the one who carried tales, that's his intention. But this doesn't mean that the one who do namima, he take the ruling of magicians, no. Because the magicians is a kafir, وَلَيْعَدُ بِاللَّهِ. He's a disbeliever. But this ruling doesn't apply on the namam, the one who carry tales and the like. ثانياً تحريم النميمة. لكن لا بد أن تفهم هذا, هل لا يدخلها أبدا أو لا يدخلها ابتداء. He does not enter or he won't enter until he go to the hellfire. You see? نعم. تحريم النميمة وأنها من الكبائر. نميمة usually translated as tail carrying, right? Or carrying tail. No, not backbiting. Backbiting is different. We have backbiting, which is ghiba. Usually they translate it for ghiba. And we have namima. Namima is haram. To carry statements of people to others in a way to cause problems and turmoil and corruption between the people, that's haram. Something like that. I heard that term. What is it? Instigator? Something like that. Investigator or instigator?
Instigator.
Aynam, something like that. It is haram, it's forbidden. And it's a bad snack. It's a terrible snack, man. People be snacking on people. They have to change their diet. And it is from major sins. أَنَّهَا مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ. It is from major sins. ثالثا التعليم على طريقة السؤال والجواب لأن ذلك أثبت في الذهن وأدعى للانتباه. Once again, teaching by the way of Q&A, questions and answers. The Prophet ﷺ, he asks sometimes the companions questions, and he bring them the answer. So this way, he says, sticks more into the mind of the people, because it brings their attentions. When you ask a question, you already have a people's attentions. And the ulama, they mentioned this is one of the most efficient ways and a good ways to teach. You ask questions, especially with your little ones. You're with them in the house, in the car. You ask them questions. What is this? Who created us? Instead of just say, Allah created us. They may not pay attention to you, what he's saying, but he says, who created us? Then the little one, they start thinking. And before they give you the answer, you give it to them. Because if you let them give the answer and you didn't teach them, they may just say anything. You say to a 4 or 5 years old, who created us? Grandmother. They're just going to give you any answer. No, because this questioning here, you are not questioning and asking them for them to get you the answer. There's no test, there's no quiz. No, you're asking them just to draw their attention, because you're the one that's going to give them the answer. You're not waiting for them. Okay? You see the difference? There's a difference. The last proof, قال ولهما عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن من البيان لسحرا. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, surely some eloquency is magic. Al-bayan, al-balagha wal-fasaha. Some people, they can speak, they can talk. It's so eloquent. This eloquency, it is sihr. قال يعمل عمل السحر فيجعل الحق في قالب الباطل والباطل في قالب الحق فيستميل قلوب الجهال. الله أكبر. Listen, إخوان. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إن من البيان لسحرا. Some eloquency, when people are eloquent, is magic. He says, why? Because it does the same work of a magician and magic and sorcery. Why? Because that person, because of his eloquency, make the truth look falsehood, like falsehood to the people, to the laymen. And that, because of that person's eloquency, bring the falsehood to the people in a form of the truth. So the people, they look at the falsehood and they're like, this is the truth. And they stay away from the truth because that person presented to them as falsehood, wal-iyadu billah. So he will draw to him the hearts of the ignorant ones. That's why you see some people, they attach to some da'is, some corrupt ones, deviants, because they have attracted their hearts because of their speech. They can't talk. They can talk, and that's why people go behind them. And they can talk in a way that They turn the table around for those people. They can't see the haqq from the batil. But actually it's worse. They see the truth to be falsehood and the falsehood to be the truth. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث يبين صلى الله عليه وسلم نوعا آخر من أنواع السحر وهو البيان المتمثل في الفصاحة والبلاغة لما يحدثه هذا النوع من أثر في القلوب والأسماع حتى ربما يصور الحق في صورة الباطل والباطل في صورة الحق كما يفعل السحر والمراد ذم هذا النوع من البيان الذي يلبس الحق بالباطل ويموه على السامع. In a general meaning of this hadith, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala, says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made clear here another type of sorcery, another type of the types of sorcery, which consists of eloquency. Some people are so eloquent because they have a great impact on the hearts and the ears of the people. The eloquency draws the people's hearts and ears. So much so that that person, because of their eloquency, presents the falsehood to the people in a form of the truth. And they accept it. The same way the magician does and the sorcerer does. Because the sorcerer brings evil to the person. Tell him, hate this guy. But they think they're doing it for the right thing. They're doing the right thing, wal'iyadu billah. He said, what is intended here is that the Prophet ﷺ is that this type of eloquency is blameworthy. Any eloquency is good. Not all eloquency is bad. But if a person has the haqq and stick to the haqq, but he has some eloquency, that's even better. That's better. But what is blameworthy here is the eloquency that makes the truth with falsehood. People are instead to say, look man, we were wrong. Now they're going to talk it. And to make it look like they are right. And the laymans and the juhal, as the Shaykh said, the ignorance, they go out, they follow them. And that's why you see, those who Allah guide them to the truth and they know they have some understanding, they sometimes you'll be puzzled, why people follow this guy? SubhanAllah, this guy talks about some bid'ah. This guy talks straight, he goes against principles of the deen, not just some little mistakes here and there. Principles, still many people follow him. Sihr, his eloquency. Because they don't know, they can't go beyond that. They're just like, you want to have listen to a good khutbah? Let's go. And the guy is talking about anything, falsehood. But because of the eloquency and how he does it, and then that's what they're there for. But the people whom Allah give them sound knowledge and criterion to differentiate between the truth and falsehood, they're like, why are you listening to this guy? And then they're like, come on, he's powerful. Do you see that? See how he talks? He said, we don't care how he talks if he goes against what he's saying, the truth. Didn't you hear he said this and this? He going through against principles? I know. مناسبة الحديث للباب أن فيه بيان نوع من أنواع السحر وهو بعض البيان. The Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, he says, that Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned this hadith in this chapter because it shows and clarifies one of the types of sorcery, which is some eloquency, not all eloquency. Now, to speak nicely and to be able to convince the people, that's a good thing. That's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? But still has to be done in the right way. But it becomes blameworthy when a person uses it to deceive the people, make talbis, to deceive the people and take them away from the truth. and present the truth as the falsehood for them, so they hate it and don't act upon it. And persons, some people use eloquency to present the falsehood that the people should abandon and stay away from. They present it to them in the form of the truth as what they want. وَلَيَّادَ بِاللَّهِ مَا يُسْتَفَدُ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ. We conclude this class and this chapter as well by reading to you two benefits that the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى has mentioned. Number one, بيان نوع من أنواع السحر وهو البيان الذي فيه تمويه وتلبيس. This hadith highlights and shows one of the types of magic and sorcery, which is the eloquency that mixed with tamweeh and talbis, with deception. The eloquency that is mixed with deception, deceiving the people. Okay? Number two, ذم هذا النوع من البيان. وأما البيان الذي يوضح الحق ويقرره ويبطل الباطل ويدحضه فهو ممدوح. This type of eloquency that is mixed with deception, it is blameworthy. It is blameworthy. The Shaykh says, as for the eloquency that clarify the truth and establish the truth and likewise refute and smash the falsehood, it is praiseworthy. If someone, alhamdulillah, is eloquent, Allah give them that gift. Alhamdulillah. But as long as that person uses it in the right way to make clear the haq and to make clear the falsehood, so that the people follow the haq and leave and abandon the falsehood, that eloquency is good, is praiseworthy. But the blameworthy type is when a person uses their eloquency to attract the hearts and the minds of ignorance and laymen, so they can follow him upon his falsehood. Okay? وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا